You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast. My name is Jack and I'm delighted to be joined by Andy Holding, who's going to talk us through the Clonmel card this afternoon. Hello Andy, how are you?
Morning Jack, yes, first time we've done this, so new experience for both of us.
Yes, absolutely, but one thing that isn't a new experience for you is looking at Clonmel. Are you looking forward to this afternoon's action?
I'm indeed, yeah, they don't race that often at Clonmel. It's bitterly underused, but it's a decent track, very idiosyncratic as well in its nature. They go up the hill, up the back straight, and then there's a bit of a descent into the home straight, which horses obviously have to be very well balanced, particularly on the heavy ground. Quite a few horses have run here in the past, therefore I tend to look towards those if they've shown a little bit of form around here. One or two trainers often excel around this venue as well with our locally trained horses. Of course, we've got some decent action on the card as well, with that good novices hurdle, the 225 being the pick of the action, that Grade 3 contest, which brings together a septet of horses that I think we're going to be talking quite a bit off in the future.
Absolutely. Well, we'll look forward to that one shortly. We will get going, though, with an 18-runner maiden. 125 is the time that we start. It's over 2.5 miles a furlong. And though, as I said, the 18 runners, and Fumstone Blues is the favourite currently at 5-4. Andy, this looks like it's a rather dense field. Can you pick us out a winner from this one?
Yeah, typical of a main hurdle at a smaller provincial track, Jack. It's big on numbers, but not that so much in quality. And I think Fumstone Blues is probably a worthy market leader based on his placed efforts so far under rules. Of course, he's been largely plying his trade in bumpers, and he's run up to a fair standard, probably the pick of those being that second at Galway behind Aidan O'Brien's Fuji Mountain. He's had the one run over hurdles, and it was a real eye-catching effort as well in quite a decent race at Nace back in January when he finished third behind another one of Aidan O'Brien's horses called Ed Wolf. Haymount was second, who was obviously very strongly fancied from the Willie Mullins camp, and back in fourth was Steamboat Bill, who was a winner on the podcast yesterday for us, who won the opener at Down Royal for Gordon Elliott. So the form is pretty solid. I do like the way that Shea Barry's charge kept on well up the inside, having travelled quite well for the majority of the race. He certainly was able of keeping up with the speed. It was a bit of a stop-start race, and they rather sprinted from three out. So he's obviously got a bit of boot as well as a decent amount of stamina. That should stand him in good stead today. And he should really get the better with this field. Obviously, I don't know much about Fire on Soul, so that's one worth keeping an eye on in the market from the William Mullins stable. And you'd have to say that Kashmiri Sunset, used to perform on the flat, would have to improve in the jumping department. He was a little bit sketchy and a bit novice first time out. If he can jump a bit better today, he's obviously having an each-way chance. But I think Thunstone Blues, it's a really good standard, and he's a worthy market leader, and the selection in the first.
A worthy favourite then in the first race. Fumstone Blues currently 5-4 in the 125 from Clonmel. OK, half an hour later, it's another maiden hurdle, this time a mare's maiden hurdle, and it's the 155. Again, a rather big field here, 16 runners. What do you make of this one?
Yes, very similar to the first race, where we've only got a paucity of horses that can be talked upon as a potential winner for this race. And the number one choice has to be Billy's Hope, who was an agonising horse that we tipped the other day, should have won, did look like winning, and just got nutted on the line for us when Pride of the Braid came out of the clouds and pounced upon us in the shadows of the post. So it was a bit of an unfortunate incident there for Jessica Harrington's charge. She certainly deserved to win a race of that nature. She's obviously been running well in bumpers, and her first two runs over hurdles have been of a good standard. That third behind Coney Island, by the way, prior to that on Boxing Day, was an excellent performance. Horses such as Baldark, who down the field that day, have subsequently come on and boosted that form line. So she certainly deserves to get ahead in front. Water Sprite looks the obvious danger, having run an encouraging race back in mid-December behind a horse called the Brock Inn in that mares-only contest at Punchestown. She's got some useful form on the flat as well, mostly on a sound soft surface, so she shouldn't have any difficulty in handling conditions today. It's just whether time going on, she's strong enough to say this kind of trip, because all of her best form on the level was over 7 furlongs to a mile. So it's got to be Billy's Hope here today. She is a bit skinny, but for those that do like to play around with short odds, then I certainly won't put you off.
Absolutely. 8-15 currently is Billy's Hope in the 155 from Clonmel. Right, we're moving on to the one that we're looking forward to then. The 225 is, it's a novice hurdle. It's a Grade 3 novice hurdle, and it's over the 2 miles and 6. There are 7 runners listed this morning in the Racing Post, and this one, I think, will be a decent contest.
It will be, yeah. I'm looking forward to this. Shame that we haven't got the 8 runners so we can have an each-way bet, a decent each-way bet, because I do think Last Encounter would definitely fit that particular bill. Mags Mullins' 6-year-old has dined at the very top table so far this season, running in Grade 2s, Grade 3s, and, of course, Grade 1s, respectively, particularly last time out. That run behind Bells Hill, for me, gives it significant advantage over today's field. I'm actually quite surprised that the market has chalked this one up as around about a 4-1, 9-2 shot this morning. I've had this horse in a good deal shorter. Of course, in chasing home, Willie Mullins' charge. I think that sets a reasonable standard for it to be, like I say, talked upon in those terms. The time figure that race at Navan Nace was a very, very good one. One of my best speed figures I've got over in Ireland for 2.5 mile novice hurdles this season. And given that it's a front runner, could easily dictate to the tune to the rest of the field here today. I think Danny Mullins will go off in front, as he tends to do on this horse, and set a good tempo. Obviously, there are other dangers in the midst in this particular race. West End Star certainly going the right way. He stays particularly well, albeit he can hit a little bit of a flat spot. You've got Gordon Elliott's other horse in the race as well, Roman Gold, who found the drop back to 2 miles a little bit too sharp for him last time out. I think he's going to be much better suited over this distance of ground. And you chuck in the likes of the two Willie Mullins trained horses, Stonehard, who hitherto has been a bit disappointing so far, and Arquist, who I think is going to be a better horse and better ground. And this is a bit of a mouth-watering affair here, but there's definitely no arguments for me that Last Encounter is definitely the value pick here. And at 4-1, I think he's worth a decent bet there in that 225.
Absolutely, considering what you said, 4-1 seems like a really good price for Last Encounter. West End Star, who you also mentioned there, currently heads the market at 11-8. So the 255 then, we're back to the big field. 16 listed this morning in the Racing Post. It's the Miners Town Handicap Hurdle, over 2 miles, and it gets underway at 2:55. Who do you like in this one?
Yeah, not a particularly appetising race from where I'm sitting here. It's quite a difficult contest to get your head around. So many unknown quantities. And in a race as complex as this, I'll probably just play with a little bit of a straight bat here and go with the in-form mare, Circa Trova, largely due to the fact that I just think she'll run a race. She's more than likely to, given that so many horses, there's a little bit of an element of guesswork attached to it. I thought Jim Draper's charge was quite impressive last time out, in the end, at Fairy House, when she stowed on very strongly in the latter stages to get the better of the well-handicapped horse, Exit 7, who looked the most likely winner turning for home. And that was a good staying performance by this 10-year-old, who had certainly indicated that she was about to strike on her previous start. And that, of course, here was at this track. I'm trying to stick to track form as and when I can. And that fourth that day was certainly a bit better than the actual finishing position suggested. She travelled really smoothly in the hands of Jonathan Moore that day, under a wide trip. She looked like actually beating the short price favourite Ice Cool going down to 2 out, but her stamina unfortunately just ebbed away in the latter stages, and that's why she didn't end up finishing in the first 3. But she is back to her best trip today, 2 miles, which was obviously the trip she ran over last time out. So the combination of track form and this horse being in form and running over a favourite 2 miles, I do think Circa Trova is most likely to give us a decent run for our money here. And around about 9-2, 4-1 this morning, she looks a fair each way bet.
Okay, excellent. So, Circa Trova, 2:55, the selection from Andy. Right, so we move on to the first chase on the card at 3:30. Very small field here, 4 runners, and Gordon Elliott has 2 of them, including the favourite Bright New Dawn, ridden by Brian Cooper. That one, at the moment, is 4-6. Ruby Light follows at 9-4, and then the second Elliott horse, Captain Von Trapp, is 9-1, with the outsider Glen Quest at 22-1. Who do you like in this small field?
Well, I do think Bright New Dawn ought to win this race. He's certainly got the pick of the form coming in to this contest, and of course he's the most highest-rated horse in here, but it's not quite as straightforward as that with Bright New Dawn. He can tend to just fluff his lines a little bit, and the fact that he hasn't won for 2 years, and you know, you're being asked to take a very skinny price about a horse who sometimes can flatter to deceive, You know, it's not one for the sort of the sort of needy and greedy. So with that in mind, I do think Ruby Light probably offers a little bit of value here, probably on the count that he's going to make the run in here, and he could just get an easy uncontested lead. He tried to dictate the pace last time out, but of course he was outstayed by Gold Cup aspirant Don Cossack and the useful stay Wounded Warrior. But in a small tactical field, in a small field where tactics are obviously going to be paramount, he might just, like I say, just cause the favourite backers one or two anxious moments here. It wouldn't surprise me if Bright New Dawn won. He's top of my speed figures and he ran quite well over hurdles last time out, but like I say, he just doesn't win very often and he's not the kind of horse I want to be tipping at 4-6. So the value pick here is Ruby Light at 9-4.
Okay, the value lion with the second favourite Ruby Light there in the 3:30. The penultimate race gets underway at 4:05. It's a novice handicap chase. It's over 2.2 miles. Quite competitive this one looks. There are 8 runners currently, and the favourite is priced at 11-4. Who do you fancy in this one?
Yeah, certainly can see Vicangelo going quite well here. He's been in decent form of late, as have a lot of Robert Tyner's individuals. But the trip's the issue with this one. Most of his best form, he's had at the dead 2 miles, and he's obviously got a race beyond that today. So with that in mind, I'm going to go with Goulain Chosen, who I tipped the other day at Thurles. And for majority of that 2 mile journey, I thought he was going to win, but he just got outstayed in the end by a horse who stays beyond 2 miles in the shape of Western Sun. I certainly don't think there was any disgrace in that. He only got beat a length and 3/4. And of course, the two of them pulled 35 lengths clear of the rest, which suggests to me that the form's above average. And my time figure also suggests that was the case as well. A very good circuit time. And in particular, the overall time was the best chase on that particular card. Off the back of that, he'd run well at Fairy House behind two useful sorts, Marlborough and Balgannon Boy. And of course, at Pencerstown by Pleasant Company. I think he's actually entered in the Grade 1 at Sandown on Saturday. So that just shows you what he's been up against. Here in Handicap Company, off a mark of 115, of course, with the trainer and jockey combination, David McGrath, teaming up there. Then I do think around about 4-1 this morning, with the dead 8 runners going to the post, Goulain Chosen represents a decent each-way bet for us.
Goulain Chosen at 4-1, currently priced up on William Hill's website. 4:05, that was a novice handicap chase, and that's Andy's pick in that one. And finally, we move on to the 4:40, which is a maiden hunter's chase. It's over the 2.4 miles, and there's 12 runners listed for this one. The favourite is Strangford Luff at 5-4, and the Hedginator at 5-2 is the second favourite. Who do you fancy in this final race on the card?
Yeah, well, Irish point-to-point form is very much at a premium nowadays, but courtesy of one or two websites, which of course you can get hold of and have a look at the horses' form and how they run, that certainly makes the life a little bit easier for the uninitiated. So I've put the two and two together here. I'm on the tip of a horse called Hedginator from the Inform Alan Fleming stable. I've been following a lot of Alan's horses throughout the season. He'd certainly be healthily in profit if you were to do so as well. He's had several good winners of late, such as All Your Needs Are Here, and of course Bridget's Pets bringing a bit of surprise at 20-1 the other day. So largely speaking, Alan's horse are in good nick, and this horse is as well. He comes here off the back of a point-to-point win at Tinahili. And I was really impressed by the way he won that day. He jumped really soundly from the head of affairs, making all the running, never looked like getting beaten. He certainly belied his price of 5-1. There was an odds-on favourite in that race called Cooper's Square with Jody Codd on, and that horse actually was pulled up, so it just shows you how fast they went that day and the gallop that they saw set. And I do think his run style would be well-suited to dropping back in distance today, this 2.5 mile contest. Obviously, he's a front runner, and he stays really well, so the combination of that, if he's going to be aggressively ridden, can be seen to good effect over 4 furlong shorter. Obviously, Strangford Lock looks the obvious threat, having finished third in the maiden hurdle at Down Rawley the other day, and second in a point-to-point. But I do think Hedginator will definitely get all these at it, and I think the second favourite is definitely the one to be with in the last.
So Andy going with the second favourite, currently priced up at 5-2, Hedginator, for Alan Fleming in the 4:40. Well, that's all the races covered for today, Andy, so thank you very much for your company and your selections, and we'll be back tomorrow where we'll have a look at Dundalk on the evening card.
Yeah, Dundalk's one of my favourites. I think if you're going to be doing these podcasts on a regular basis, Jack, you'll know that there's a little bit of a cult following for that Irish all-weather track, so hopefully we can pinpoint you in the direction not only today, but a few winners tomorrow evening at Dundalk.
Excellent. Well, good luck with all your bets today, Andy, and we'll speak to you tomorrow. All of the races at Clonmel, of course, are priced up now on williamhill.com, and you can hear all of Andy's picks also online in the news section of the website. Andy, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.